Hey, today, I don't know if you guys know, but it is Mother's Day. We are kind of, we're working with this theme. And Ellie and I feel really privileged to be able to be with you this evening. So we would like to take a little bit of time to focus on all the different kinds of mums that we see, the mother hearts in our community, and we want to honour them. And so this evening, as we do that, we would love you to think of mums that you know or people that you know in these circumstances and situations as we go through them. Identify them in your mind, and at the end, please stand with us and we will pray together for them.
Sounds good. One thing that I love about me being a mom is that we never do it alone. We find community and friendship, usually with people kind of at the same stage of the journey, but just as often we find ourselves with people on a different part of this road and the journey. And when we are walking alongside someone like that, we celebrate with them and grieve with them, even if it's different from what we're doing. And this morning, that's what we're inviting everyone to do. Let's celebrate the happiness and the fun and the hilarity that we find ourselves in. And let's grieve the losses and the unfulfilled expectations that we find. So often as moms and women, we find ourselves with tears in our eyes and a smile on our face as we work out the tension in our hearts that is trying to balance the sorrows and the joys that always manage to show up together. But we are, after all, women, and multitasking is what we do.
True story. You might wonder if you qualify for recognition and honour this morning. And I've noticed that on Mother's Day past, people are like, I don't know whether I should have stood up, or I don't know whether this is good for me to be here. But we are here to say yes. We see you. We believe in you. And mamas, we love your work. So as you listen and find yourselves in our words this morning, you'll be reminded of other special mums and the ones that we're talking about, women in your life. So after we're done here, Ellie and I would like to make sure that you try to get a hold of them. Call them, text them, find them in person, send them an email, send out a carrier pigeon, whatever you do. But let them know that you appreciate them, you see what they're doing, and that they're doing a good job. So everywhere that we look, we see mother hearts pouring themselves out on behalf of the next generation. Beautiful women. Either mothers because they have given birth, or mothers by other means, the mothers that step in to mother kids who need it. Loving, serving, caring, and passing on knowledge, we want to say this morning that we see you.
For the pregnant moms who are holding their unborn babies within their bodies, feeling the weight, the aches, the nausea, the hope, the excitement, the many toilet runs, the fear, and the pain of growing a new life, we see you. You are doing great. For the mums of newborns, up through the night, feeding by bottle or breast, changing diapers, wiping spew, reveling in tiny toes and first giggles, first steps, teething gel, trying desperately to work out the math for dosing a baby with Panadol on 2 hours of sleep.
That's hard, people. It's really hard.
It's harder than you'd think. Walking in the glow and fog of the new baby months, you are amazing, and we see you.
For the single mamas doing their best, on their own, giving their all to protect and provide for their families without a significant other to support them, doing all the homework, making all the food, working another job, doing every school run, bedtime, bath time, and manic mealtime hour alone. To you, we say happy Mother's Day and happy Father's Day, because you really do both. We honour you, we see you, and we are for you. You are truly incredible. We celebrate you today, and to our community, to you guys, please don't forget to support the single mums in your life. Take this morning as a reminder to do that.
For the grieving mothers, those who are walking today with the daily pain of losing a child, in any way, at any stage in their lives, today we acknowledge the pain that you walk in together. We remember the times that we walked this road with women we hold so close, and we see your mother heart. We know that today can be hard for you. Thank you that you came. We celebrate your strength today, and we honor you. And if you need to cry, we are crying experts, and we will listen and cry right along with you.
True story. For the mums dealing with tantrums in supermarket aisles, can I see a hand of any mum who's ever dealt with that? Come on. Really? Oh, my goodness. You guys are amazing. For the mums who are handling those tantrums with people and their judging looks, with your child screaming and writhing on the floor in a public place, we see you. Also, for the mums who are just too tired to know how to deal with that, we see you too. You are both awesome. It is hard. We have been there. Shaping the character of a toddler, or any human for that matter, is not for the faint-hearted. But you've got this. You've got this. All right, for the mamas of our awesome teenagers. Now, teenagers, if you're still in the room, please reach out and grab your mother's hand if she's here, or just look at a mum with reassuring looks. Blow her a kiss. Especially Aiden, if you're here, you can blow your mum a kiss.
He's in kids' church.
Oh, he's in kids' church. So of course he is. He's a beautiful boy. Okay, for the mums of our awesome teenagers, sewing into them, feeding them, reminding them of their greatness, feeding them, driving them around, feeding them some more, monitoring the technology, working out boundaries for screen time, right there, right up in those beautiful, fragrant, emotional, hormonal, puberty-enriched teenage years. Ellie, this is you in the trenches, guiding your kids into adulthood. We salute them, don't we, guys? We salute the mamas of the teenagers. It's good. Big time. Yeah.
For the FIFO moms who never quite get settled to being single parent or double parent and everything always seems to be up in the air.
For the motherless moms who feel the loss at the most random times.
For the cheeky moms, you know who you are.
My mom is one of those, definitely cheeky. The tired moms, we know who you are.
Oh, for the joyful moms, we want to know you better. We're really hoping that's going to rub off a bit on us.
It's true. For the mothers with sick children, grown or child-aged, we pray for you and we pray with you for health and healing for your loved ones. For the women who are praying faithfully for their wayward, lost or prodigal kids, we salute your faithfulness this morning and we stand by you today to see your kids restored to right relationship with you and with God. For all the mamas listening patiently, we know so much about being a mum is about listening, which qualifies lots of us to be good at this. Listening to the breathing of a new baby, to the ceaseless chatter of your toddlers, to the joyful but repetitive singing of your preschoolers that get onto like one song and just sing it over and over. Yep. Listening to your teenager practicing their verbal presentation, listening to the dreams and dramas of your high schoolers and uni students, to the patient listeners taking it in, and also to the mums who are running into the pantry or the shower just to get a moment without hearing the word mum of uninterrupted silence. We see you. We see it all. We know that game and we love you.
For the waiting mums, month after month, trying desperately not to give up the hope of pregnancy, while also trying desperately not to get their hopes too high, year after year, never knowing if this is the year that it happens or if this is the year you just give up trying. We see you. We don't always understand your battle, but we see your strength in it, and we love you.
Those stand-in mothers, those who care and nurture and fill the gap for the absent mothers and grandmothers, for the grandmothers who thought you were done raising kids but once again find yourselves raising another generation of children, for foster mothers, adoptive mothers, and all of you mothering the motherless in any way that you can, whether you have your own children or not, for those who step in on a regular basis to care for and mother our children and the children in this community, you are amazing. We see you, and it's important for you to know that you are so valuable to this community.
To any newly married couples who suddenly have a new mother to celebrate on Mother's Day, I promise you, a mother-in-law is someone to celebrate. And if you haven't figured that out yet, if you don't know, then we will remind you until you do know. Mm-hmm. And to any mother-in-laws who fear that they actually might come across as a monster-in-law, we're here for you. Mm-hmm. And we remind you that gentleness and love go a long way in any new relationship, as well as renewing any old relationships.
We see the stepmoms this morning trying to find their way in a new space where boundaries can be tricky or sometimes there's no existing path to walk. But we love you and we see you and we are for you. You are doing great. For the grandmas, for the nanas, the nonnas, the bemmas, the gemmas, the grannies, the omas, the mamas, the great grannies, the gigis, the cocos, the shoo-shoos, And has anybody got any grandmother name that I haven't covered?
Have we missed them?
Nope. Yeah? Mimi, yes. Thank you for pitching in, for loving the way that you do. You are wonderful. We need you and we love you.
For our special needs moms, this is my mom. This was my family growing up. For those incredible ones entrusted with raising these super wonderful champion kids, I know that we often heard that God only gave extra to people he knew who could handle it. But I know that there were so many days that my mom wished that she could not be the strong one for one day. And so for you, we say your families are gifts to us. Your children, in all of their loud, messy, uncomfortable, uncommunicative, or even over-communicative ways, they amaze us. You are the legends. We stand amazed by your strength and your patience and your grace, and we always see those things in you, even when you don't feel it, and even on the days when you don't even want to look to find them.
For the working mums, juggling schedules and jobs and families to make it happen, choosing work is brave and awesome. We are all for you. Mm-hmm. For the stay-at-home mums who know that being a mum is more than a full-time job on its own, we see you working hard for your families and we salute you too.
For the homeschooling mums, we are genuinely in awe of you.
100%. You're amazing. For the mums filling lunchboxes and plates with rich organic produce, cheer-infested, veg-fueled goodness, we are in awe. And for the mums just battling to get food on the table, any food, and to make the rent at the same time, we are cheering for you. You are amazing, respect and honour for all of you.
And for any mom anywhere that can get their kids to eat anything of nutritional value without complaining, come show us your ways.
But seriously.
For reals. To the mom whose child will still only eat chicken nuggets and cheese sticks. I know that might only be an American thing, but I'm sure there's an Australian equivalent. One day your child will add more food groups, I promise.
For those mamas whose kids are traveling or working overseas or interstate, we see you and we offer our arms to you this morning if you need hugs. Mm. For those doing the amazing work of caring for their elderly mothers, like my mum is, we honour you today. Mum life in all its forms is not for the faint-hearted. And I know we took some time to look at those this morning, but I'm sure that you can think of women in all of those positions and more than we have even taken time to describe. But mum life in all these forms is not for the faint-hearted. We ride the extreme joys and we count it an honour and a privilege to be mums. But we also salute all of you out there for busting your guts in the most important discipling that you will ever do.
We would love for you guys to stand. If you found yourself on that list, stand. Let us honor you, ladies, and let us pray for you. We're going to invite Rob Henser to come up and pray over all of us.
While they stand, why don't you give the mamas a big clap?
Thank you. Let's pray. Lord God, how good are mums. What an incredible, incredible gift that you have given to us. Mothers are patient and kind. They do not envy or boast. They are not arrogant or rude. Mothers do not insist on their own way. They do not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoice with the truth. Mothers bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things. Mothers never fail. Lord, we thank you for all mothers who endure sleepless nights, who juggle the pressures of family life, who nurture and care, who always seek to forgive and engage, who overcome to cherish and love. We pray your special blessing on all mothers on this day and always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks, Rob. This morning, I wanted to take the opportunity to share a scripture with you that is special in my family. My mum taught it to me. She's here. Hello, Mum. Here she is. Give everyone a wave. Go on. I get to do that when I'm hosting. Everyone can see my mum. Yeah, you can clap her too if you want. She's amazing. Legitimately amazing. Loves it. Loves it. So my mum has taught this to me and continually applied it for as long as I've known her, which funnily enough is my whole life. It's Deuteronomy 29, 29. It's going to come up here. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. So this is a scripture that, like I said, it's special to my family, and I've been trying to apply it. This idea of the things that God has revealed to me are actually for my children and for the next generation. So as you can imagine, I was super excited when Minty, who is now 9 but at the time was in prep, came home from school one day and she was like, "Mum, I did that thing that you were telling us to do." I was like, "What thing?" She's like, "You know how you're always telling us how it's really important to stand up for people who are poor or in trouble or being picked on?" And I'm like, "Yes." Like inside, I'm like, "Yes." Some of it sinking in. This is amazing. So I'm like, "Tell me about it, darling. What happened?" She goes, "Well," so she's in prep at the time, little. But she tells me, "There's this little preppy," which obviously she's way bigger than them. "There's this little preppy boy and he was sad and these big boys were picking on him, and so I decided to stand up for him." And I'm like, "Yeah, that's my girl. You go, girl." And I'm like, "Well, tell me what happened." And she said, "Well, they were all there and they were like picking on him, and I was a bit nervous because I'd never done this before. So I went and I got my friend and I said, 'Let's go stand up for him.' And so she said, we walked over to where this little boy was and we went down and we held hands and we stood up." And I was like, "And what did you say?" She goes, "Say? I didn't say anything. We stood up for him. Isn't that what you do?" She just stood there like, nailed it. I was awesome. Like, I cracked up so much, but when I asked her permission if I could share that story this morning, and she said, "Mum, I remember too afterwards the time when I realized that I should have said something and you did." Because when she told Shane and I the story, we were just like, we didn't want to crush her. So we were just like, "That's amazing. We'll get back to that later. Tell her the rest of the story another time." Good girl. That was so brave. But she said, "Mum, my teacher explained the next day how to stand up for people. And she said, I realized I probably could have done a little bit better." We don't always get it right. And we don't always feel like our kids are listening. But we can trust that God's word never returns void. So this reminds me to continue to storytell and share my time, not just with my kids, but whoever of the next generation will let me. Because the things that God has revealed to me, they actually belong to them, to the next generation. And so it's my responsibility, it is our responsibility to be intentional about passing those things on. Also, it doesn't matter how old you are. Teenagers, kids in this room, the responsibility is as much yours as it is ours. Those of you who are 90 and everywhere in between those kids, it is all our responsibility. God is alive and he speaks to us all. So let's get on it. Let's keep sharing those revelations with the ones that they actually belong to.